Rebecca, I gotta be honest. You post your cat on Instagram a little bit too often. You're always on vacation, and everybody knows that you sell lipstick. Oh yeah, Rebecca, you're such an awesome teacher. You tell me about technology and every brand new feature. Without you, I don't know what I'd do about uploading new photos to my story. I can't believe you make me laugh so hard I split. Never met in person, but I still know you so well. You love your white furniture and groceries at your doorbell. We've got matching spirit animals, but we couldn't be more different if we tried. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, I'll be the tailor. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do.
Hey, how are you?
Good, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. You're at your place of business?
I am.
Now is a good time?
Yes, I came here to write. Here's what happened, is I said, I'm going to write, but first I'm going to do some BLB things.
Okay.
Because I have lots to do. It's probably going to take all night to do those BLB things. And then I have no time to write. So when I, on my way over here, I get a message on Instagram that our website crashed.
Wow.
So that's great. And everyone that can do anything about it is telling me that they're doing everything they can. So there's nothing I can do there. So I'm like, well, that's okay. I can still upload some things on the back end. I can get an email ready for the week. And then I sat down on my computer to do that and my mouse is dead. So that's currently charging. So yeah, maybe I'm really supposed to write tonight. Like, could this be any more clear?
Yes. I think tonight's writing night.
In danger right now for being on this podcast. You could be struck by lightning if I'm not supposed to be podcasting right now.
Well, I can tell you that that would not be very surprising to me. My life does not resemble anything that it ever has before. I don't even recognize myself. So I might as well be struck by lightning.
Oh, so how's work?
Oh. Gonna have to refrain from commenting until I will say I'm still applying for some positions.
Oh, so that good, huh?
It's going really well.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. So I saw, because I told you earlier that I wanted to have you kind of talk about sanctuary stuff.
Yeah.
And I saw that you asked about it on Instagram.
I did. I thought that I would take a huge load off of you. Because last week,
bless you.
Or last month, I told everyone that I can't handle getting all the questions. So send all the problems to Emily. And then you quit podcasting because of that. So
that's what forced me to quit.
Took it back on my shoulders. That's what I'm getting pulled up right now on my computer is all these responses.
Okay. So what was the question you asked everybody?
What problems do they have with creating sanctuary?
Okay. So what were the questions?
Okay. So haven't read through them. So we're going to do a little game here. I have 5 pages of questions.
No way. These people got problems.
They got a lot of problems. Each page has 8 questions on it. So you pick, you know.
Like a number.
Yeah, you're going to drive this. The Holy Spirit is going to drive
this. Oh, he's going to have to. Guys, I want to take a second and tell you about a new sponsor of the show, Blinds Chalet. Blinds Chalet is America's foremost window covering experts. They offer the best blinds, shades, and shutters available on the market today. Y'all know I just recently redid my master bedroom, and Blinds Chalet is who I used. When I ordered the window treatments, it was super simple. They have so many to choose from. I just selected the coverings I was interested in. When I made my choice, I just plugged in my window measurements and ordered the blinds. They'll also help with measuring and installing if you need. So with Blinds Chalet, you get the best custom window treatment products at the best prices available. Some of the product even ships one business day after your order. See the difference for yourself and order your free samples from Blinds Chalet today. So you can visit Blinds Chalet at blindschalet.com and use promo code STRUGGLEWELL for a special discount just for my listeners. So again, that's blindschalet.com, blindschalet.com, and use coupon code STRUGGLEWELL for an exclusive discount. I choose page 1, the 4th question.
Okay. Her problem is too much stuff. I'm working on decluttering, but it is such a slow process.
Okay. So this last week on my show, Dana White, her podcast is called A Slob Comes Clean, and she is really good with decluttering.
Ooh. I love the name of her podcast.
You know, it's funny, and she shares this, but she never intended for anybody to know it was her. She posted as an anonymous.
Anonymous?
Yeah. She called herself Noni forever because of that.
Well, how did people find out?
Well, she eventually was like, fine, this is my thing, even though I don't want it to be my thing.
That's cool. Well, so besides listening to your latest podcast with her, what were some takeaways from that?
You know, I got to be honest. My problem is that I throw too much away. I hate clutter stresses me out. And so I will throw away. I mean, I throw away my children's art. I don't care. I like err on the side of heartless if it's going to mean clean spaces for my eyeballs.
Yes.
What about you?
I'm a binging purger. How do you say that?
I don't like the word binge. Can you not say that 3 times in a sentence?
I was trying to get it right.
Binger purger. I don't know.
Yeah. I love to throw things away as well, but I also love to go shopping, especially when I'm like overwhelmed and stressed out.
Okay.
So it's something I'm working on. It's not spending money when I don't need to, like really thinking about everything that's coming in my house.
Yeah.
Do I really want it? And I've done the Amazon box thing. Have you heard about this? Where if you get a box in, then you keep the box and you fill it up with things to go out.
What? No, tell me about it. I mean, that's probably all there is to it.
That's it. I think that Amazon at one time was teaming up with some like thrift stores and you could actually mail that box. I just take the box to the thrift store.
That is such a fun idea, though. It's really good.
So I've been doing that and that's really fun. So I just keep the boxes around and it helps me think about how much stuff is coming in.
Yeah.
But also, I think to add to her point, it is a slow process. I've been working on decluttering and like minimizing drawers and closets and rooms for years, like a year, yeah. At least a year. It's not a weekend project.
Oh, no. I feel like as soon as I get done helping one kid, it's time to do the other kids. And then it's back to, and I only have the 2 kids, but I feel like I'm in a constant state of decluttering their stuff.
It's true. I came to this realization this month, actually, is once all the house projects that I think I want to do or all the decluttering that I think I want to do is done, then by that time, there'll be something else that I want to declutter or I want to paint or I want to.
That's true.
There's always something. It's never going to be done.
Yeah. Earlier when you said you had everything done except the finishing touches, I thought, are those ever really done?
They're never really done.
No. Okay.
All right. Pick a new one.
Okay. Page 2, question number 2.
My kid's living in it. So her problem is her children. Living in her sanctuary. It's true. Kids in sanctuary don't go together.
Not often. Nope. I don't have anything wise to say.
Okay. Here's my thing with that. Your kids live in your house. So I wanted to do that home tour because I think, and this is the feedback I got too, so many people do home tours on Instagram and their houses are perfect and they only have wooden toys that are displayed beautifully, or they don't have any toys at all that you can see. And it's just not realistic. Like, your kids live in your house too, so they should feel comfortable in your house.
Yeah.
So what I do, I manage this in a few ways. I have some bookshelves or like toy storage that I can't see from a doorway. Does that make sense? So I'm standing at a doorway and I can't see this structure. And mm-hmm. that houses all the plastic junk that my kids love.
Okay.
And then what I can see from a doorway is a beautiful shelf with the wooden rainbow that everyone on Instagram has that costs like $7 billion, which doesn't really. And I got it cheaper. So if you want to know where I got it from, you should message me.
I don't even know what rainbow you're talking about. I'm out of the loop.
I'm sure a lot of people know what rainbow I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I'm just saying, like, I don't know.
You've been working. I know.
I'm just a working mom. Just full time.
So I try to hide the stuff that my kids love that I hate is one thing.
Yeah.
And that's the answer.
That's the one thing and the only thing. The end. Okay. So let's look at page 3, question number 1.
Okay, she's telling me that everything in my house is so organized. She says, my kids wreck everything. How do you keep it up? First of all, I did that house tour when my kids were gone for 3 whole days.
Where'd they go? Your parents?
My husband took them to St. Louis for a family funeral.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you. It was good. Gavin and I just didn't go because it was an 8-hour both way car trip. But that's the only reason my house was clean at that moment is because nobody was there to mess it up.
Yes. Well, and honestly, I've said this, I feel like, so many times, but you've got to use meal times as the time that you make them clean. If you clean up before every meal that they're home for, I'm only home for like every other meal every other day now.
Right.
Anyway, if you just have them use their hunger as their means for motivation to clean up, then it'll be cleaned up. And if it doesn't get cleaned up, you throw it away. Problem solved.
That's true. Not your children or their food. You throw their stuff away. Just clarifying.
Yeah. Thank you for clarifying.
Mm-hmm. Or you can use other things as leverage, like screen time. That works well for my family.
Yeah. But my kids have screen time taken away for like the near future, the foreseeable future.
Okay.
I think I went a little heavy with that.
It sounds like it. But way to stick with it, Mom.
Hey, I'm not home anymore, so it's really their dad.
Huge.
Oh, man.
I do that, too. On the days that I'm working, I make the hardest homeschool assignments that I don't want to do. I give them to him to do.
So funny. How's that going?
We're going to apply for some schools next year.
That's so neat.
Yeah.
Life is so different than we thought. Yes.
Yep. They're excited about it. I think it's going to be good for everybody involved. We found a really good school that we like that has massive financial aid. And it's still up in the air if Claire is going to, her class is full right now. Oh. So she potentially will be home with me next year. But that would be kind of fun, I think.
Yeah.
She may not move up in any sort of academics next year if she does that, but she'll be a great babysitter.
There you go. That's a life skill. It's home ec.
Oh, that's funny.
I got a question for you. When was the last time that you ate breakfast that you felt really good about? Not a bowl of sugary cereal that you inhaled as you ran out the door. I'm talking about a breakfast that's nourishing for your body. My breakfasts have been completely transformed ever since I started using Daily Harvest. I've been telling you about them for a while. I really love them. My Daily Harvest cups have come in real handy since I started working full time. They're ready in 5 minutes, and I have real fruits and vegetables before I've even finished my coffee. Daily Harvest delivers savory bowls, overnight oats, and more, and they're all built around fruits and vegetables. What I love is that everything stays in my freezer until I'm ready to eat it. And each cup takes only one step to prepare. Just add water or milk to a smoothie or heat up a harvest bowl. One of my favorites is a chai smoothie they have that I add almond milk to. It's amazing. So go to daily-harvest.com and enter promo code SWP to get 3 cups for free in your first box. That's promo code SWP for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com. Daily-harvest.com. Okay, you pick one. I can't see any of them. I'm at a disadvantage.
That's the point. You can't see any. Okay, I'm closing my eyes. Whatever the last page is, whatever the last question is. My biggest issue with creating sanctuary at home is letting go of my OCD cleaning problem.
Mm-hmm.
I would say there's 2 types of people in this world. There are the people who want their house clean, but it can be cluttered. And there are the people who want their house tidy, but it can be dirty. Do you know what I mean?
I 100% know.
Who are you?
Tidy but dirty.
Me too. 100%.
Okay.
Tidy but dirty. Like really dirty. Like so dirty. I noticed today that my boys have been peeing on the baseboards next to the toilet.
Wow, that's creative placement.
Disgusting. They're missing, obviously. I don't think they're trying to hit the baseboard. But
you should ask them.
I should. So yeah, that's still there. I didn't wipe it down when I saw it.
But you noticed it.
I noticed it.
That's a first step.
Thank you.
My sister's plan is just to turn down the lights, turn on the lamps. And then you don't know, really.
It's true.
For me, as long as my kitchen counters are cleaned off and wiped down, everything else, it's just going to have to be what it is.
I think that's really important. You need to find out what are the places in your house that have to be clean for you to function. And the kitchen is one of mine and my bedroom is the other one. If those 2 places, and my living room would be 3. Like if those 3 places are clean and not even like mopped clean, just picked up. I call them mini sanctuaries. Like if I can create a mini sanctuary that I can escape to when everything else feels like it's folding in on me, then I'm in good shape.
Those are my very same ones in the same order.
Wow, we're alike in something.
It's the first time.
First time. So basically we left out the kids' rooms and the hallways. In the outside area.
Well, and like for me, I have a formal dining room. It's not formal, but you know, the dining room I left out and my husband's office.
Yeah.
I don't care about those.
Right. Pick another one.
The third one on the third page.
Unfinished projects. We added on to our house 11 years ago and we still aren't done. You'll never be done, CL Barry.
Okay, are you saying that if they are done by now, they'll never be done because it's like their personality?
No, I just think once they even finish I'm sure they finish some things.
We don't know.
There's always, well, yeah, that's true. There's only limited space in these question pods though, so.
I know, I found that's a really big problem.
It is. We can't solve that one.
We can't.
I just don't think your projects are ever going to be.
Yeah, you're right.
Once you finish one, then another idea pops up. Unless you're what do you call those people? House bloggers. What do you call them?
Well, like interior design people.
Yeah, or it's their job to blog about their house. So they're working on their house full time as if it's their job.
Yeah.
And even they never finish things.
The other day before I started working, I decided to rip out the wet bar where it was the homeschool room.
I remember this.
Yeah, and I was going to turn it into like a reading nook or whatever.
How's that going?
I never did anything other than rip everything out.
That's the fun part.
I got out some much needed aggression that day and now it's over.
Now it's, yeah, now you feel good.
Yep, it's real good.
I told Neil today, when I get stressed out, I do three things. I clean more, I eat more, and I shop more.
Okay.
Which one of those?
I definitely clean. I do eat. The other day, my car broke down in the middle of the intersection, but I had a bunch of Oreos, so I just started eating Oreos.
Okay. On the way to the workshop tonight, knowing my website was broken, I ate a whole box of Girl Scout cookies on the way to the workshop.
Well, hold it. What kind?
The Tagalongs. The peanut. They own different things in different areas. The peanut butter.
Those are the worst ones.
Oh, please. You're just saying that because you want to be so different than me.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. I was finally excited we were the same on something. It's only been 2 years.
It only lasted 2 minutes. What are your favorite?
Well, the Thin Mints and Samoas.
I do love Samoas. And Thin Mints are my third after peanut butter patties.
Peanut butter patties. I don't even know what those are. I'm too busy getting
the Tagalongs. They're called different things in different parts of the country.
Because they don't make a big enough impression anywhere to say with the same name.
Samoas also have a different name.
Do they?
Yeah, Caramel Delights.
That's dumb.
It makes more sense in Samoa.
It just sounds so, I don't know, like I'm a world traveler. Okay, now you pick one. We probably have time for one more.
Okay, a lot of questions about not enough money or decorating on a budget.
Okay.
What would you say to that?
Go back to work. Then you'll be so tired you won't care what your house looks like.
I'm so sorry, Emily.
It's okay. No, everything's great. It's going to be great. We're going to be fine. I think that something that my friends have done is if I'm going to take something to the Goodwill, like a decoration, I will just ask my friends if they want it. So we like give each other our house decorations.
Love that. That's really, really fun.
Even like accent pillows. You never know when you're like, oh man, that's perfect or whatever.
One man's trash, another man's treasure.
That's true. And also I do get stuff out of the alley. Do you guys do that?
My favorite pieces have come from the alley.
Yes. Is it your alley or do you go to alleys of other neighborhoods? I don't do that, but I didn't know.
No, this one's my alley.
Yeah, me too.
If I had more time, I would scope out many alleys.
Yeah.
Because I've been driving before and seen things on the side of the road and just don't have time to stop or the space to store it. I'd have to like put two children on the side in order to put the dresser in the car.
I know. And you just say, just sit tight. I'll be back soon. Right. That wouldn't go over well.
It's hard to explain to the police.
And the children. No, you really are a really big deal to me. The dresser's just a bigger deal right now.
For the short term, and you're a big deal for the long term.
Yeah, and in a moment, you'll be a big deal again. I just gotta get this thing home. We cool?
Yep, exactly. That's why I haven't done this. But it was fun because when I did my house tour, I realized how many things I love that I've gotten secondhand.
Yes.
I don't really think I have many things in my house that I've bought at full price. And I love everything in there. I've just waited and watched for things.
Mainly on Facebook?
Yeah, I love Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
I'll scroll that thing like Instagram.
Okay.
Dangerous.
See, but I don't do that because then I get like fixated on it. So I really try to stay off of that.
That's good. The good thing for me is that everything is like an hour away. So usually I can't go get it anyways.
Okay.
But sometimes things will be 20 minutes away and then I can go get that.
Okay. So you won't go an hour?
No. Mm-mm. Really? I won't even really go 45 minutes. Which brings me to a story. So I've been looking for do you want to hear it? I should ask that first.
100%.
Okay. Because I was going to say it anyways, but I was looking for over 6 months. I look for a long time for things on Facebook Marketplace. It's not just like I'm looking for a nightstand. There's a nightstand and then go buy the nightstand. Like I'm looking for the piece that makes my heart skip a beat.
Wow. Yes.
Serious. So I was looking for wooden blocks for my kids and I wanted good ones, not like Melissa and Doug. Like I wanted the ones I had in kindergarten. Do you know what I'm talking about? Did you have these blocks in kindergarten?
Okay. I'm not sure if we had the same blocks. I have not seen your kindergarten classroom.
That's true. They're heavy duty. Okay. They're long. They're big. Some of them are curvy. They have arches.
Totally. Yes.
Okay. Really, really good ones. The ones that like preschools and my kindergarten had.
Yes.
So I found a pair, or I found a huge box of them.
Just
a
two. Pair.
Two. Wow. Just two. They're hard to find. Really hard. I found a box of them, but it was 45 minutes away. And I was like, oh, I could go get them. 40 minutes is kind of like my boundary, but I've been looking for these for a long time and they're only like $30 or something crazy. But I decided it just wasn't worth the hustle. It wasn't worth giving up those 2 hours with my family or asking my husband to go do it because I'm a busy person too, you know?
Yeah.
And so I passed. I said, no. I said, if you ever find your way, yourself coming down my way, let me know and we can meet up.
Okay.
Well, 2 months later, he messages me on Facebook and says, my wife can meet you. First of all, that's really funny that he like made his wife drive the blocks.
What a sweetheart.
So I know. I told her to meet me at the workshop because that's where I was going to be working at Better Life Bags. So she comes to the workshop. She finds out what we do and she buys a bag.
What?
This is my new strategy for sales.
It's amazing.
Is make all the people in Facebook Marketplace come to me, fall in love with the company, and buy a bag. I almost forgot to pay her the $30 for the blocks that she dropped off.
I love that.
Yeah, it was fun.
Congratulations. She bought an already made bag or a designed her own?
Designed her own. So she's got to come back and pick it up.
I love it. Great story.
Thank you. I'm feeling embarrassed about my story.
Why?
I don't know. Your reaction is not that good.
It's really good. I'm having a crisis in my life.
I'm sorry.
It's not you. It's my life.
Do you want to talk about your life?
Well, I don't really have anything I can say publicly right now other than this adjustment period has been...
H-E double hockey sticks.
Yeah. It's just been a lot. And I feel like there's just a lot of... I just feel lost. Like I don't... My life doesn't look anything like it did last week. I don't like it.
Your hair's even straight.
I know, because I was so tired that I got out of the shower and fell asleep with it wet.
Yeah.
And you know you can't recover from that unless you get it wet again.
That's true.
So I decided to iron it.
I think I see more wrinkles.
Okay. If you thought that helped, I'm not sure. I don't know. Exactly no.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's going to be fine, I'm sure. Just right now, it isn't.
Yeah, that's good. That's okay.
Oh, and also this week, I'm speaking at my church to the women's ministry, and the topic is the passage of women are to be silent in the church. So I'm in charge of delivering like a really hard message to a bunch of women. I don't know. It's just been a week full of pressure.
For sure.
It's going to be great. I'm going to be fine. Anyway, how is your book coming?
Good. I counted up. I have 28 more scheduled times to work on it before it's due.
And how much more do you have to do?
I'm at 40,000 words and it should be between 50 and 60.
Okay.
So I feel like it's doable. I'm not freaking out about that too much.
And does that include the editing process, your scheduled times?
Well, not the official editing process. Like, I'll probably have to go through and edit before I turn it in. But that's when it's due. And then it'll go through two rounds of editing, but with their help. Like, they're going to edit it with me.
That's so exciting. I love that.
Yeah.
I hope I feature prominently.
I told you have the cover.
Okay, but I feel like that might be shot down by Zondervan.
It's true. I do have a marketing meeting on Friday where I'm going to bring it up. So
I'll send you some selfies.
That'd be good.
Thank you. That'd be good. Do you want me to be wearing my scrubs?
Yes, but with curly hair.
Curly hair scrubs. Okay, I can do it.
And carrying your bag.
My BLB.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, it's been fun.
I'm so sorry that you're tired.
No, it's fine. We're going to be fine. I wish I had been in different spirits.
I understand. It's real life.
But thank you for talking to me from your workshop.
You're welcome. I need to go write.
During your writing time.
Yeah. This was the Lord's will, though.
May it be. I don't know. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way.
you do, be the tailor's.